and the faraway sounds of the ghosts of outer space. Gliding. And soaring on the other side of the moon. And out among the stars.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't be alarmed by the request I've been asked to make. The management assures you that no one will be harmed. A moment is all my announcement should take. Will the party hero owns the flying saucer, the one that's double parked outside, kindly step forward and own up to it? We've tried to budge it, but we just can't seem to do it. So if the party hero owns the flying saucer, we'll move it, we'll be gratified. Now folks, you've really got no need to panic. I beg you, please don't get upset. We'd move it ourselves so we don't fear it, except for that hissing noise whenever we get near it. So if the party hero owns the flying saucer, we'll move it, we'll be in his debt. The thing is blocking traffic and arousing outraged cries. Pedestrians approaching it are dropping just like flies. We're not annoyed, and just to prove that everything is cricket, if you'll go out and move your ship, there'll be no parking ticket. So if the party hero owns the flying saucer, we'll step into the street outside. He'll find his ship has sort of lost control. Good grief, it's swallowing Volkswagen's whole. Oh, if the party hero owns the flying saucer, we'll move it, I can get to mine. Blast off!
I'm gonna die unless I get to see the world's smallest horse. I'd do anything for a rattlesnake or a ZZ Top keychain. He can stand on the other side of the plywood counter with all the advantages. Hey, that's okay. It's not magic, it's just a-f-f-fooling. That Def Leppard mirror is just a ring toss away. Fell off a ride on the midway. Texas, like what? Seven stories tall. What did you expect? Fell off a ride on the midway. Fell off a ride on the midway. headache or a ZZ Top keychain. Side of the plywood counter with all the advantages. Hey, that's okay. It's not magic, it's just a fooling. That Def Leppard mirror is just a ring toss away. Texas, like what? 7 stories tall. What did you expect? Fell off a ride on the midway. Fell off a ride on the midway. Oh, I nearly died on the midway. Top keychain.
Radio Valencia, where all your adolescent fantasies can come true.
Oh, what she's gonna do. And I can't wait for her to do it. She knows me and I know her. What I hate and what I prefer. I know her scent. I know her touch. Where to hold her. And just how much. One-night stands, waiting for the phone to ring.
Waiting for the phone.
The shakes of anxiety, the flaccid response to nerves. The hideous revelation of character, the unfamiliar smell of breath and skin. Unexpected noises from within. Love is familiar. She knows me and I know her. What I hate, what I prefer. I know her scent. I know her touch. Where to hold her. And just how much. My lady belongs here. Sliced apples, almond butter, and feta cheese. Let's feed the dogs. Send out for Chinese. Watching movies on TV and fall asleep. Arms wrapped around. So happy. We weep.
Tonight,
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said, the world is a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met, and I loved you at first glance. Oh, you read your lines so cleverly, and you never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. Why? I'll never know. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I have no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, they can ring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
You were quite a sad, and I was smoking, and you asked me for a light. You should have seen this girl playing so tight. But if she asked me, yeah, I'd just fine. She's got a million going out of my mind, smoking on these camel knives. I told her she was looking real fine. She took the drag off a camel knife and looked at me and said,
let's get out of here, fuck this morning night, yeah. Let's get out of here.
enjoying to listen to Eclectic Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Find me you in the ashes.
Jack slid down faster and faster, and at last he reached the bottom. His mother was waiting in the garden and was watching him come down. Jack told her to get an axe quickly. By now, the giant was coming closer and closer. Jack's mother ran and got him an axe, and Jack started chopping the beanstalk as fast as he could. Soon he cut it off completely. The giant and the beanstalk came crashing down, and the wicked giant was killed at once.
Mama, take it. Here is a harp I got for you. Hold it, listen to the sweet and lovely music too. Oh Jack, dear Jack, I like the golden harp you brought. It plays sweetly, I like the music it has got. Mama, take it. Here is a hen so marvelous. Touch the shiny golden eggs she gives for us. Oh Jack, dear Jack, they are wonderful, my boy. I'm so happy, life will now be full of joy.
Tech is in the house.
Come on, come on. See it, see it. Come on, come on. See the solution. Come on, come on. See it, see it. Come on, come on.
Firewall security is where we stand tall. Our brands are known for quality, guaranteed to help you succeed. Yo yo, do we have the sweet PC anywhere? Can't be beat. Beat productivity is where we shine. Yo, Symantec rock, everything is fine. Come on, come on, see it, see it. Come on, come on, see the solution. Come on, come on, see it, see it. Come on, come on.
Symantec's growing fast, so come along. Our people are what makes us strong. In Sydney, Paris, and Orlando, global consistency wherever you go. GLPs are proof, we know our stuff.
Nokia and Chevron think we're tough.
Come on, come on. See it, see it. Come on, come on. See the solution. Come on, come on. See it, see it. Come on, come on.
Symantec.
Is hot, I'm telling you. Do we know e-commerce? You bet we do. Shelf space means the world to us, cause our brands are causing quite a fuss.
Bang.
We're the leader in internet security. People trust our work implicitly. This worldwide conference is the proof. Symantec's hot, hot, hot. So raise the roof.
Come on, come on.
Symantec is in the house.
Come on, come on. See the solution. Come on, come on.
Symantec is in the house.
Come on, come on.
Symantec Revolution. We're giving you sweet solutions. Symantec Revolution. We're giving you sweet solutions.
Nose Hair Lip Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Sugar and a 2-pound sack of flour, please. Evening. Horace Tabor, Worcester, Massachusetts.
When did you get in?
Arrived this morning. Hit a vein this afternoon. And I aim to be back in Worcester by Christmas. It says here, California's going to be admitted to the Union. Just what it needs. Law and order. That's good news.
Well, it ain't to me. It's been my unrelenting policy to bust out any territory the day I become a state and head for another wilderness.
I don't agree, sir.
Well, I don't want to hear about it. All I know is when you look around at the human race, you gotta wonder what the hell God was thinking about.
Oh. God made the mountains. God made the sky. God made the people. God knows why.
He fixed up the planet as best as he could. Then in come the people and gum it up good. The first thing you know,
they civilized the foothills and everywhere he put hills, the mountains and valleys below. They come along and take them and civilize and make them a place where no civilized person would go.
The first thing you know.
The first thing you know.
They civilize what's pretty by putting up a city where nothing that's pretty can grow. They muddy up the winter and civilize it into a place too uncivilized even for snow. The first thing you know,
they civilize left, they civilize right, till nothing is left, till nothing is right. They civilize freedom till no one is free, no one except, by coincidence, me.
The first thing you know,
the boozer's in prison and the criminal he isn't, and only the rascals have dough. When I see a parson, I gotta put my arse in a wagon that follows the tail of a crow.
The first thing you know, I pick up and blow. The first thing you know.
Pound of sugar and a 2-pound sack of flour, please. Evening. Horace Tabor, Worcester, Massachusetts.
When did you get in?
Arrived this morning. Hit a vein this afternoon. And I aim to be back in Worcester by Christmas. It says here, California's going to be admitted to the Union. Just what it needs. Law and order. That's good news.
Well, it ain't to me. It's been my unrelenting policy to bust out any territory the day I become a state and head for another wilderness.
I don't agree, sir.
Well, I don't want to hear about it. All I know is when you look around at the human race, you gotta wonder what the hell God was thinking about.
Oh. God made the mountains. God made the sky. God made the people. God knows why.
He fixed up the planet as best as he could. Then in come the people and gum it up good. The first thing you know,
they civilized the foothills and everywhere he put hills, the mountains and valleys below. They come along and take them and civilize and make them a place where no civilized person would go.
The first thing you know,
the first thing you know,
they civilize what's pretty by putting up a city where nothing that's pretty can grow. They muddy up the winter and civilize it into a place too uncivilized even for snow. the first thing you know.
They civilize left, they civilize right, till nothing is left, till nothing is right. They civilize freedom till no one is free, no one except, by coincidence, me. The first thing you know, the boozer's in prison and the criminal he isn't, and only the rascals have dough. When I see a parson, I gotta put my arse in a wagon that follows the tail of a crow. The first thing you know, I pick up and blow. The first thing you know.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from down in El Paso, she said, come back, Daddy, ooh, I need you so. And now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. You don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree, and get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. And now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. And don't you come here running, holding out your hand, I'm gonna get me a woman like you got your man. But now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Thank you. fine job of coordinating interagency. She's doing what, I mean, it shouldn't have, the role of the National Security Advisor is to not only provide good advice to the president, which she does on a regular basis. I value her judgment and her intelligence. But her job is also to deal interagency.
Her job is also to deal interagency
and to help unstick things that may get stuck. Best way to put it. She's an unsticker. And she listening? She's doing a fine job.
She's doing a fine job.
She's an unsticker.
She's an unsticker.
Just heard something that nobody outside of McDonald's has ever heard. The music to a brand new McDonald's song. That's right. On May 7, 1979, McDonald's will be introducing a new song and a new advertising campaign to the country. And because the strength of this new campaign is you, our crew, we wanted you to know about it and to hear it before anyone else does. After all, you're the reason that nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Reason, reason.